listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, everyone. This is Roy Masters, and the number is 800-866-8883. And I'm pleased to announce that we have another Matt Drudge video on Facebook. It's something you must watch. It will change your life. It is so simple that within a few minutes you'll understand everything that's gone wrong with your country and everything that's gone wrong with you that helped to destroy the country and your marriage, whatever it is. You can go to psychiatrists and psychologists and doctors and all kinds of things, but there's only one route that is good or evil. I must bring a little bit of politics here, that we shouldn't have politics. We don't need a left wing or a right wing or Democrats or Republicans. That is dangerous. That is dangerous because you belong to something. When you belong to a church, when you belong, when you love somebody too, they call them, you belong to them. I love you. You belong to me. There's even songs like, you belong to my heart. And I don't know what else it goes, but I can just remember little pieces from years and years ago. But the act of belonging to someone, I don't want my wife to belong in, I want her to be free to give herself to my service. And on my side, I give myself to my Creator. So we all belong to one another in a beginning, with a beginner. I want to discuss this belonging thing, the belonging to a church, belonging to a political party. Because you can have so many different behaviors, and all of them are wicked and cruel. Now, I wish you'd call me about this subject, because whatever problem you have, it is because you belong to other than God. Yes, I am an American, but I don't belong to my country. I belong to the God that gave us this country, who gave us the freedom, because you can't have freedom if you belong to anything that gets in the way of him. Please understand this. I don't mean to upset you. It doesn't mean to say you can't go to church, but you can't belong to it. It cannot have you. You cannot join it, in a manner of speaking. Now, you might say, well, what about the military? Well, don't you think I've understood that? Many, many years ago when I was young, I didn't belong to the military. I served the military, but did not belong to it. It doesn't own me. I've agreed to go along because it's correct. It's a good army. It's a good for purpose. But I don't belong to it. But in the battlefield, I belong to my Creator. If in the battlefield you belong to whoever is in control, the big cheese, that's where you get so many deaths. You see, because of belonging to something is separates you from what you should belong to in your heart. Then you can give yourself in service to other people. So therefore, I do not want you to belong to me. And how it happens, if you have me on a pedestal. So if somebody upsets you, for example, when somebody upsets you, I should say, the minute you start to become upset, you begin to belong to that person. Now, and you are disconnected to a degree a little at the time. So every time you get upset, every time you belong to somebody and put them on a pedestal and love them and be loved, codependence, you are dying just a little bit more and wake up one morning with, hold a second, wait a minute, we're going to take on with the program in just a minute. Okay. I like this music. It's appropriate for this program, for this end of the year. Thank you.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Hello again. Forgive me. You may not have heard the first 6 minutes of this program, and I want to stay with this if you don't mind. There's a lot to say. I started off by saying, you can't belong to anybody. You cannot belong to a church and be true to yourself. You can't do it. How many different churches are there? How many different religions are there? Thousands. How many thousands? About 20,000, 22,000 different variations of Christianity in this country. So I'm told. I'll take it back if somebody could say differently, but it's too many. Yeah, I mean, two is too many. You know, one is too many. It doesn't mean to say you can't go to church. That's not the same thing. And you can go there, but you can't belong to it. When you belong to it, I'll show you what it means. And then, let me give you a phone number if you want to discuss the subject, because we need to discover what the word discern or belong. We need to discover that too. That's just slipped in. We need to understand what belonging is and the danger of it. And the number is 800-866-8883. Now, if I want, I don't like to talk about a subject called hypnosis. But I have to talk about it. And not in a boasting way, because I am still quite capable of doing it 7 out of 10 times of Americans. Easy. And I wouldn't even know I did it. But what made me say that is because I have experience in the military. Experience. I even went to jail once for practicing medicine without a license. I'm talking about 50 years ago. I was on the air radio for, God knows, 55 years. Let's go back further, before I even came to Los Angeles and went on the radio for the first time. So that was 55 years ago at least. See, so it was 3 years before that, the Institute of Hypnosis, where I thought that hypnosis could cure something and discovered, to my horror, slowly but surely, of course, that hypnosis is the state that you fall into when you get upset or too excited, and then you belong to that person. Now, my program is becoming diminished. I'm telling you honestly. So I don't know where I'm going to be as a result of the kind of things I say. When I said, I'm trying to be, I don't know how to find the words sometimes. I love America, but I don't belong, but America doesn't own me. See, I'm a Jewish person, but Judaism doesn't own me. Ah, but there you go to Christianity. You belong to him. That's the difference, because he belongs to the Father. And so when you see that, when you understand this point of view, what you must belong to is, you know, you may not like this if you're other than a Christian, but you may not like it if you are a Christian, because you have an addiction that causes you to belong to something that seems harmless to belong to. You can go every week and enjoy the sermon, but you cannot belong to it. And you belong to it because it gives you a lift. It makes you feel better than you deserve. It makes you feel better. But that is not getting better. See? It's not. Now, please, can we have a discussion? Now, another video is up there on Facebook. Matt Drudge is another one. And there's another one going up. There's going to be three. But I'm getting on to 4 million people in the last 2 weeks. And if I could get 20 million people to listen to what I have to say, and for people to call, say, Mr. Masters, please, would you please talk to me about emotions? Because when you belong to something or somebody, the emotion is involved. If you will go to my website so much, yes, because it's still there. Those videos are on my website too. I should send you there. But it originates, and the videos are connected also to FHU.com, so you'll get my website as well as the videos that you need to watch. Within minutes, you will see why you're losing your country. And even the people on the left are in a trance. You are in a Christian trance. You can be in a Christian trance and acting out Christianity with great fervor and logic and gentility. And you see, yet not belong to Jesus, but you belong to the church. And you cannot belong to anybody. What keeps you? How many years have many of you been listening to me, and you know what I'm saying is good? You know it is really original. You know I'm a Christian person, meaning that I didn't have to change my religion, my Jewish religion, to love Jesus, because he's Jewish, and salvation is from the Jews. Maybe I'm the person that is coming here to help you. I've been waiting 65 years, basically, if you add all the world, of what I know. And what I absolutely clear, is clear to some people that, well, what is not clear to you is what keeps you blind. It's called emotion. And that is what Matt Drudge is talking to me about on Facebook. Go there or go to my website, FHU.com. And look to the left there. I think it's to the left. And so you can see those videos. Those videos are creating a tremendous uproar. It's only 10 days or maybe 2 weeks. And we're right near 4 million people. 4 million. That doesn't mean to say they all watch it, but most do. I'm bringing to you something I said to Matt Drudge. And he never forgot it. Somehow, we got it somehow. I don't know how my friend Mark Titus, who does a wonderful job to me, and I recommend him to anybody who likes to do that kind of work. You know, he's putting them up there now. And he's found, I don't know how he's found these old ones. but there's clear as crystal. It's all about emotion. And emotion is this: if I can make you upset, emotion, and then you will see me with guilt. If I do it, if I put myself to it, or if you did it to a person, what you do when you are upset, or when you upset a person, let's take it from that point of view. I have to keep talking about it till I get somebody out. Listen, I'll see Harry on there, and I'll be back in a minute. I'll talk to Harry in just a second. I'll make my point and go straight to him, because suicidal thoughts are very important. So just quickly, I've got to do it. Let me put myself in the position, because I know how to be in that position and what it does to you. And I'm taking it around so you know that you're the victim. So I can upset you just a little bit, and then a little bit more. It would be my demeanor to do this to you, and you do not know, you are in a plight where you may give in to this, and that emotion is involved. And the emotion carries, like energy, like electricity, it carries a signal, it carries, and it is an energy of force, kind of force, and it's like electrical energy. It carries a message into your head, and you'll never be yourself again. And you may not know it, but a skilled person like myself can make you do anything I want. And you will not see it, and you will believe you will believe that it's your idea, and you will fight to the death like Nazis do. Unlike the British soldiers did, but Nazis were manipulated this way. If you go to the website, if you go to Facebook, you will see me talking about how it works. So out now, we'll talk to Harry here, and you can actually wait until the program's over, or take a quick look at it. It only takes a few minutes to watch that video, and then maybe you want to ask me some questions, because you can't do that on Facebook. We're working on it, but haven't succeeded yet, and we're almost there. Now we're going to go to Harry. Let me give the phone number, 800-866-8883. And because of the kind of situation we're in, may I suggest that if the networks or any reason or ever my program disappears, you can go to my website and get the same program over and over again. Thank you very much. I know this is dangerous information to speak the truth, even in America. Okay.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
We have a gentleman on the line. Harry, how are you, Harry?
Hello, Roy. How are you? I called you about a month ago.
Yes.
About my father and brother, who are addicted to their women and frightened of them, and I'm taking care of my mother with Lewy body dementia and vascular dementia. And
fair enough.
Roy, I'm going to cut right to it.
Yes.
I don't want to waste any of your time. And actually watching the debate last night and all the evilness and wickedness, and, you know, I feel like my emotions, because I'm around nothing but sick people. And looking at the world, it's affecting me in so many different ways. My mother, I don't want to put her in a nursing home because they'll kill her. But I feel like I have no hope. I've been doing this for so long. I've been around my family for, I'm 55 years old. My birthday was Saturday. And I feel hopeless and suicidal at too many moments these days. And you know, I've been listening to you for a very long time, and you're the only person that is saying the things that need to be said that give me hope. And so much of the world seems like they don't care about dying and being murdered and destroyed. And the family that I was born in and everything else that surrounds me is so sick, just like the world and the political world.
Yes,
just awful. And so why is it it's affecting me to a point where I just ask Jesus every night, Roy, and I promise you I'm being as honest as I can, giving him my heart and soul to you.
Yes.
That I wish Jesus would take me. I really do.
But you can't kill yourself for his sake.
But do you understand where I'm coming from?
I do. And I have sympathy
it's
for
sick.
That.
It's just sick. I hate it.
I know, but you hate it is what... How long have you been listening to my program this evening?
I hate to be... I can't listen. I get the app, so I...
You know, but how long have... You've been waiting.
Have I been listening to you?
Yes, how long have you been listening this evening? How long has it been?
Oh, only the past 2 or 3 minutes.
In those last 3 minutes, I guarantee you I say over and over again in different ways. It is emotion, a reaction that makes you belong to something. Did
it
I not
is.
Say?
It is, and I hate it.
And
but
when
I
you
hate
it,
it
but,
like you
but,
say.
But the situation is built into you hating it because it's controlling you. And it is in your nature not to want it and to get angry with it as if you could stop it from doing it, but it only compounds your problem. It wants you to hate it. It needs you to hate it. And then pretty soon you love it, and pretty soon you love death.
It's terrible.
You love the spirit of that. Why do you think people have anxiety? Emotions. Emotion. Have you been to my Facebook? Have you looked at the minute there? It's so beautiful.
No, but I've been listening to you for a very long time.
But listen, please. Please, just do something for me. Go to... Go to Roy Masters' Facebook and watch the two videos. There's going to be a third one coming up soon. But watch the first one, and you'll be astonished. Matt Drudge is wonderful. He couldn't stay with Fox because
Matt
he's so
Drudge.
Real. See that?
Yeah.
And he went into business for himself.
People like you, I was around, but there aren't, Roy. I'm sorry, you're one in a billion.
Yeah, but I'm surviving it. Why aren't you?
I know, but.
And I'm the one that tells everybody they're mentally ill, especially on the left. And nobody messes with me.
They're worse than that.
It goes to what?
They're worse than that, and everything is affecting me, it's just I don't
my
know.
My dear friend, listen. You got to learn.
I just hope you live a very long time because you're so needed in this life and this world.
Listen, if everybody was like you, I wouldn't be able to help anybody. There's something you need to see. I know people who listened to me for 50 years and didn't get it, and my wife doesn't get it yet. She's beginning to. I tell you, you have a hypnotic state. It's called sin in religious parlance. It is called sin. In other words, you're the sinner, and then you have the tempter or temptress. And that's the hypnotist. That's another word. And so once you fall to that, the minute you fall, the day you come out of the womb, and as you begin to become aware of things that are going on, the minute you become aware and you see what your parents don't see about their own rotten selves, their own rotten selves. They don't see you. She's not going to commit suicide with her urine.
I know.
Leave me alone with a few minutes, just a few more minutes. And you might want to let her take care of herself for a change because there's a part of her that makes you a slave. I have the same thing with my wife. She is codependent. In other words, I've been married 65 years. And she loves me in one way and resents me in another way, but she doesn't see it. And the love part is looking for my approval. But I'm not an approval giver. And so damned if I give the approval and damned if I don't. Because either way, that hypnotic state she was born into has taken over her. And it's got into her, and every woman is an Eve. Everyone is an Eve. And men fall in love with Eve. But they're really falling from what love is all about. If you fall in love with somebody, anything, you can fall in love with a drug pusher. You can fall in love with food. You can fall, but you're falling from what love is all about with all those feelings. The feelings of emotion. Right. Feelings of love, which is not love. It's just a feeling. Yeah, but anything that makes you feel emotion, there's two kinds of emotion. One,
it's a lie. It's a big lie.
Emotions are not humanizing. They are dehumanizing. You've got to get hold of the idea that emotions control you. It will control you in your particular country, your particular religion. And so we have millions of people believing different things because of programming and have conflict. And the good people also have the same problem, but they're searching for an answer. And I am he. And you need to look, be careful how you listen to me. Harry, listen carefully. I do not want you to put me on a pedestal. What's in our way? Because I see how loyal you are to the response to your mother. In other words, you're her slave. She's succeeded in making you a slave.
10 years I've been doing this.
I know, but you hate it. And yet the guilt does something to you. You feel guilty you haven't done enough. And so you have to try harder.
Right.
And when you try harder, you're emboldening her. You're emboldening her madness. Right. And in other words, she gets worse. And she learns to enjoy the control she has over you. It's really weird, but there's a dark side in that woman that's getting into you. You never had a father that could stop that, so you took the role.
That's right.
You never see. I got it. Uh-oh. My phone. I can say goodbye to it. There it is.
You know about my brother and my father. They're addicted to women. They're frightened of them.
I know. Everybody. Men, don't you understand? The only thing. Look, you and I are men. And I'm a man who has, if I may say so, please, if anybody is doubtful of this, please call me at 800-866-8883. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is in me, talking to you. I have no pieces of paper to read. You've called me ad lib. I'm speaking to you ad lib. And so these circumstances, your mother urinating, I got it. You had to rush away over there. You're so bloody guilty. But you hate your mother. You have a hate love, but the hate makes you feel guilty. And in as a decent person, you got to make up the guilt by doing more. It goes on forever till it kills you. Don't go away. Leave your mother wet. I'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, have Harry on the line, and his suicidal thoughts. If you've just joined, please. I'm talking about belonging. I opened the program by saying you can't belong to anybody. This man is owned by his dying mother, who's got dementia, but she owns him, and he's a slave. Why? It's going to kill him, because the more he doesn't understand the codependency. Codependency is dangerous. You could be codependent to Hitler and hate him and feel guilty and work harder for him to overcome the guilt and to be, after a while, see him in a good light and see good people in a bad light. It's just go to my website. Go to my website or go, it's FHU.com, FHU.com, or go to the Facebook. Facebook is going to have one more video on it after there's two up there. That will shake this nation. I said, you must not trust your political components, compadres. You must not belong to a church. You can go to church, but you cannot belong to it, meaning, oh, the preacher loves you as you are. And he does a nice, sweet lecture every day. And isn't he wonderful? Because he's saying, aren't we wonderful for coming and giving him money? He's a, I don't know, an entertainer. There's another word for it. I forgot. But please, support my program. I don't want you to belong to me. My friend Harry belongs to his mother. And he transfers, the reason why he can't get better, because he transfers his relationship to his mother as if I was his father. Am I right, Harry?
You are correct. You're more than correct. It's just like you're living here.
I know. I don't have to ask you the question. I can just assume it. And so, but you see, the difference between me and your father is I have him in me that you can believe in me, but that isn't me. So if I'm the ordinary man, all you've got is an animal. That's all you've got. Or that's all there is to him. What makes him more than less than an animal, more than a human, is the fact that he's not emotional. He doesn't own him. Nothing owns him. See, I want to talk to you about that. That if you would listen to my voice and let me be the authority instead of your mother, let me be the authority instead of your father, because for God's sake, he didn't know. And you're standing in his shoes. But the trouble, what kind of person he was, because either way, whether he's bully or whether he's a appeaser, he's still addicted to the woman. And the woman is angry and upset, but she lives off his dying to her like Eve lived off of Adam's. In other words, Adam began to look to Eve for a sense of worth. And that's traveling through the ages.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, the reason why we're using the Star Spangled Banner is because Facebook is a little bit scared of, you know, the rights of the music. But this one, they don't have to worry about. So when I'm doing a program, when I shall be doing a program very soon on there, we've change this music so it doesn't offend Facebook. It's simple. And otherwise they just, when it's all finished, they throw it away, they make it disappear. So Harry, look, what have you, as I'm speaking to you, what is passing from me to you? Is it something I want from you or something I want to give you for free, meaning to free you from me and free you from everybody else that will try to get you back again as a slave?
No, I don't put you on a pedestal, Roy. It's just that what you say and what you say is there's something about what you say or what's in you that I relate so much to that
yes.
It is frightening.
But how so? How so? How so? It's how so? Do you believe that Jesus came to this world and he was what he said he was? Yes or no?
I do. I totally do.
Do you know why you see that in me? Because he's there. And so, just by listening to me, even if I just muddled up a whole bunch of words and made a noise, something good would happen to you if you just transfer your relationship to what is in me. In other words, why can't you be happy to see that one person in all your life, just one person, there are many, but they're not on radio. And there are many who don't know they have it, because I have it before I knew I had it. I've had it since I was born. I didn't know it. Like Moses had it when he was born, basically. But not as pure as the Christian factor of this. And so everybody is capable. All you need to hear is the tenor of his voice. All you need to behold his gracious way of being. It's different. There's something different that radiates here. And it's not the spoken word. The spoken word is the delivery system to what is behind me. You can tell the difference between a person who goes to school and believes everything he says and does acquits himself very well on discussions and arguments. But not me. I never went to school. I did, but I saw people, all I saw was the Walking Dead. And I've seen what you're seeing. But what I saw and where I have been into very dangerous situations, I never flinch. I don't have a feeling. I just find myself doing what I'm doing without knowing why I'm doing it. And the opposite to a person that has emotion and doesn't know what he's doing when anybody's doing it anyway, but doesn't do any good. It's the same kind of thing. It's a different will, the will of the world, and the spoken word of the will of the world, the forces behind it, the energy that comes from that person. My energy is different, isn't it? Am I right, Harry?
You are right.
Why can't you be happy? Why can't you say, yes, I see this. I see that I hate my mother. I see that I hate my father because he wasn't strong enough to deal with my mother. I suspect...
That made a home in me, too. That made a home in me.
Yes, of course. Mother makes a home in you when your father... does one of two things. One, especially if he's weak. And a woman wants a strong man to say no to it. What makes her a husband strong, a father strong, is what I have with you. My wife is difficult. And for 64 years, she holds out. She has this thing that of culture. And she comes from a horrible culture. But I love what's in her. I love it. I never, ever, ever lose my temper. I raise my voice. Yes. You can't do this, young lady. No. But I never get, there's no emotion. It's authority. And slowly but surely she's coming around. She gets irritable, angry sometimes. But then all of a sudden, there's a little trickle of life beginning. It's difficult to It's much easier for me to help a person I don't know. It's difficult to deal with your wife because she knows that in deep, the dark side in her, in my case, and it would be in any person's case, even if Jesus was married, he wouldn't get married, of course. He didn't have to go through all that. I have to go through all of that to to become strong with the women, right, in a good way, in a way that brings her to the light, brings her out of her hypnotic state, which she thinks is of as herself. Everybody who is emotionally involved with anything for any reason, if you go to my website or go to Facebook? Go to Facebook and see what I say. And I must say it again. I'll say it to everybody again, and then they go see it and hear it. It was said 18 years ago. The Germans, the Nazis, or the Germans, as I was saying to Matt Drudge, I was talking to, they used to think that the reason why we love the Führer is because we see him emotionally. In other words, it was a virtue, counted as a virtue, to see Hitler as a Führer. You could only see him if you had emotion. And so all those people who have emotions, he then becomes the source of who they are. He is the father, the ugly, dangerous, wicked father that has displaced the weak father and the vicious father, see, which caused you to look to your mother for love. And every man that loves his mother means looks to her for approval, becomes a slave. And one or two things happens. When you become a slave, you get rewarded for it. Or you don't get rewarded for it, and because you don't get reward for it, you get upset and try harder. And pretty soon you could become a bully, in which case your wife changes the situation she is, the role she's playing, and now she gives up to you because she doesn't want to. She'll give you sex and love, but then you become addicted to it more. And the more she gives in to you, the more she's guilt. The more guilt she has, the more she thinks, oh, maybe he's right. Maybe I haven't given him enough sex. And pretty soon she's hating him, and the more she hates him, the more guilty she feels, and the more she's compelled to give her life. This is what you've done to you. This is what your father, this is the legacy of your fathers. This is the legacy of all fathers. And this, in other words, right now, who do you think is making people turn against men? How many years have you seen through the media to make men look like sperm donors and not real men? There's hardly any good men. But there's people like you want to be good. I say you've got to stop being upset with your mother. She can't help herself, and you can't help yourself giving yourself to her all the time. You're getting worse, and you're going to commit suicide. And it's coming through her, and she cannot stop it. She doesn't know what she's doing, and neither do you. So stop being a bloody idiot and be a man and live and stop being angry with your mother because she can't help it, and stop being angry with your father because he died from it. He ran away from it. It doesn't matter what he did. He couldn't handle it. I did. I'm 64 years on marriage. I'm still here. And I'm still fighting forces. Jesus says, I've come not to bring peace, but to war, to a sword. There's father against daughter, etc., etc. Do you see that? Virtue does not flow in the blood. It never does, it never will, because if it does, there's no choice. It does not flow in the blood. You are the lucky one. To hell with the others. You are my friend. I love you. He loves me. I love you. Can you love me this way? Can you love me and give up your hate towards your mother? Because she knows not what she does. And if you give it up, she'll scream like crazy, but let her scream. And be gentle. And wait for her like she's a naughty little girl. She'll scream, 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 scream. Just take care of her, but no anger. It must be voluntarily and not wanting anything back from her. That's it. Because you are owned. You're owned by your emotional state. You hate her.
I am.
and then you find yourself loving her, and she's killing you as she's dying herself. This is the country. This is what's happening to our country. My dear friend, trust me. Let it go. Listen to my voice as the authority, not because of me as a person, a corporeal person, but because of the message and the energy that's in my loud voice. Would you please look at what I'm saying? Would you please?
I do. I will, Roy.
You will.
I will.
The thoughts of suicide are not yours. And if you understand, that is the dark side that's eating you away. And it's coming through your mother. It's coming through her, but you're encouraging it. Every man encourages his downfall. Every man encourages, and he loves her more. And pretty soon, she doesn't want him anymore. Let's say he goes to another woman, and the other woman will love her. Same way. Or he becomes a bully, and she becomes a slave. It's only, see, the men are playing the role of women. No, the time is important. This is the time for you. The people are listening to this program, and they either get it or they drop dead. Anybody who gets angry with me now, I'm warning you, I dare to say I put my life at risk to say in a country that is no longer America, you're all mentally ill, nearly all of you, even on the right, because you belong to an organization. Republican and Democrat, you should not belong to any one of them. You can't belong to a church. You belong to your creator first. That's it. You don't belong to your mother. You don't belong to your father. My father freed me. My father freed me. That's all I can tell you. When I asked him, when I said to him, listen, what's life about, Dad? When I was a boy walking down the street, he says, you have to find it yourself. And that was all I need. I was free. I've been free ever since. I don't have a degree. I'm beyond that. Now you go take care of your grandma, your mother, in a different way, please. No anger. Do it, please. Okay, but have a nice evening. Call me. Good evening, mentally ill Americans, which most of you are, taking drugs, alcohol, addicted to everything you can think of. You belong to it. And if you belong to it, you can't belong to God. And all it takes is to seduce you. That's one. Or reduce you to nothing through being irritable to you. And so what happened when you were born? Your parents showed what they were like. You saw it. They may never saw it. They may never have seen it. But you come into the world, you have an intuitive self. It gets lost in emotions, but it's still there. It's still there. Let me give you the phone number. How many people will dare one person? Please call me about anything you want. I will show you the reason why you're sick is a variation of this one thing called emotion, which makes you to belong to everything except God. And you become damned, cursed, like the soldiers, like the Germans. They saw Hitler. They can only see him through emotion. They have to have a loving emotion. And the way you create a loving emotion is to be so horribly, cowardly, horrible, angry, and show yourself that you do anything, like a gang leader or a Hitler or any potential leader for a whole country. Because nearly all the people who have been broken will look to the bully for love. To love you as you are. You mentally ill people, temporarily, I don't say that with respect to the station, but the person in the station, okay? In a station that it should be occupied by better people, but you have to have better people to do it. So knock it off. Don't belong to either side. You understand that? Otherwise you lose your country. You lose yourself. That's all there is to it, right or wrong.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, now I'm willing to die for my country. And for, you know, who was it that said this? He says, no greater love has any man he lay down his life for his friend. I know you may not think of me as a friend. You may think of me as an enemy. I don't mean to be rude, but enemy. I'll put it in the right way. I was just being a bit sarcastic here. So I want you to look at your, please look at your feelings. Look at your feelings as you're talking to me, as you're listening. And how are you saying, you stupid man? He's stupid. What's he talking about? Well, you must know what I'm talking about because you'd be angry. But I haven't done anything to you, right? Do you understand how important it is to speak up? Yes, it's true that I may, at the end of this year, never be seen again. I need to speak it, and I don't care about the circumstances. I have circumstances surrounding me you have no idea, enough to kill 10 people. But still, I'm not moved. I understand the beauty of it. Revenge is mine, saith the Lord. I shall recompense or payback. So I don't judge. I see a person who does something stupid, I talk to them, or I decide not to, because it's intuitive. It's an intuitive thing who you talk to, but on the radio, it's spread out between, you know, normally you'd like to speak to someone and they recognize where you're coming from. And it's remarkable how you can sit next to a person in an aeroplane and sense that the person really doesn't like you just because you're sitting next to him. For some reason, he doesn't. It's the energy field. It's a war of energies. It's a war against the emotion and the counter-emotion. Counter-emotion is an energy. It's not nothing. It feels like, but it doesn't feel like anything. So therefore, you can't claim it as yours. If there's no feeling when something good happens, it happens through you, not from you. To get a feeling that you're good when you're not connected to your Creator and you come into this world and the world comes into you, then from that day forward, you will multiply the emotions. They multiply. Like the gentleman I was speaking to just a few minutes ago. The more his broken mother cries, he's taking care of her. Nobody else is taking care of her, but she gets worse the more you give her attention. You can give her attention a different way. Not by being angry and upset because she keeps more and more and more demanding. You see, the demanding comes from the fact that deep down inside, that mother, that broken person who's being broken by the person that's helping them. So no wonder he's getting worse and worse and worse. The more he gives her to her and loves her in a wrong way, the more she becomes addicted to him. In other words, she gets power from his anger. Then she becomes more in need for her power to over him, even if it's using her sickness to do it. You see that? You feel sorry for someone, and you feel sorry for someone, and you give them something they shouldn't have. And you can't stop. And once they feel it, they will go after you. Once they've fallen from it, they've lost their own, they lost what the significance of life is all about. You can spoil your children and do the same thing. You're too nice to them. Why did you do that? Because you made up your mind when you were a little child. See, I know when I grow up, I'll be a better daddy, I'll be the better mommy. And you don't know what better is. So you become an appeaser. Or a seducer, a seductress. Because a seductress knows exactly what she's doing. And so does a political male, usually male. They know what they're doing. Because they're mostly women inside. They seduce. A politician is mostly female. Even though he's an angry female, the essence of his nature is coming up through the female factor. It's just like the man I just spoke to who has had suicide. He's looking towards Eve in his mother. Because his father didn't save him from his mother because he couldn't save himself from his own wife. Why don't you get this? It's so easy. Men, women, pick up the phone and damn me to hell if you want to. But I'm getting tired, basically, of talking to people because all the bad people get all the good money. Because they appease. The dope pusher gets it. Yes, all the way down. There's 40 million people. 40 million people in America that depend upon a certain kind of drug from South America or other places similar with the same name drug. Whatever that drug is, I don't know what they are. I don't know the names of them. I don't care. But you look down. Everybody looks down. Even if you eat food and you love the food, something comes up with it. Ugly, fat, diabetic, lose your toes, lose your eyes, lose your legs. And you still go on eating, no matter what anybody says, because you love food. Idiots! Wake up, Americans! You on the left, you're mentally ill. You on the right are not strong enough to deal with it. I said you don't belong to anybody. You don't belong to the church. Don't belong to a church. Don't belong to anything. Belong to Jesus and go to church. That's different. That is different. And if you can't see the difference, to hell with you. A whole lot of you. It's all going to go up in smoke. Because that's the secret of life is hidden in Adam and Eve. And now Adam and Steve. God help us. It's become normal. And it isn't. Is it? They have rights. The wrong people have rights. And they're getting more. And you don't have any yourself pretty soon. It's starting all over again. Okay, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, please. The kind of program I do is very rare. There's no commercials. There's no commercial people putting on commercials for them. No business. The only people that support me are those who volunteer to support me. I can say what I want, but I'm saving myself. I do hope when all is done, I will still be on the air for everybody who still needs problems. But please support me now. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to make it. So I don't care. I will be fine by myself. Thank you very much for your support. Please support if you haven't. Thank you because you have.